pieces, one at a time.
Jep will be joining us soon. That was I Know What Boys Like by The Waitresses. Next, I'll be playing some stuff from Palm's new album. And some other things. So, mostly I'll be playing music I've been listening to the past 2 weeks because I haven't been here. So, I Know What Boys Like has been stuck in my head for a while. It usually alternates between that and the hamster dance for what is stuck in my head. What's playing behind my voice on today's show is dotted square, full square, dotted square, full square, dotted square, full square, times three by triangle, flat rectangle, triangle, vertical rectangle. Pretty cool. So since I've been here, I went to New York, saw some really great music live, like electronic music, which Clayton and I will talk about. And then in the car on the way home, my friend and I were playing music from bands that we really liked in high school, largely from the Chicago area. So I feel like I've played that somewhat recently, but I'll be playing some Twin Peaks and then a new cover that Ty Siegel put out on his most recent album, because he's just like the most prolific ever. Great cover. So we'll be listening to that later. For now, we have a song from the new Palm album. This is Dog Milk.
Yeah. and I'm sitting in the kitchen sink. And the tap drips, drip, 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 drip,
with the question, what's wrong with me?
Today. That was Dog Milk by Palm from their February album, Rock Island. A Cure Deep Cut, 10:15 Saturday Night. That's from their, I think their first album. Ooh, excuse me. Three Imaginary Boys from 1979, and then Jenny Hall with That Battle Is Over. Jenny Hall was in the playing at MoMA, or not playing, but doing something at MoMA PS1 the day I was there last Saturday. She was in what I like to call the MoMA Dome of the MoMA Dome, MoMA Dome, like Doug Dimmadome of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome on Fairly Odd Parents. A classic joke. Nothing is funnier than that phrase, Doug Dimmadome of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome. It's simply funny. I guess a good thing to talk about before I put on a song so I can go get Clayton is a meme I saw over the weekend, which it shows, it's a meme that says gunshot screams explosion, and it has a picture of, I think it's Shaquille O'Neal sleeping, and it says art students, I sleep. And then it says Jeff Koons, and then it has the deep fried version of him getting mad, and it says, WTF, why are you saying that fool's name in my vicinity? F him. He sucks. He ain't blank. And F you too. Which is funny, because that's me. If you don't already know this about me, I hate Jeff Koons. I think he's a butthole. Or at least his art looks like it. I don't know him personally, but he's a famous white male artist, so, like, assumptions can be made. All right, I'm going to put on a song by Sonic Youth. One of my favorites by them, because it's, like, one of their more chill songs. Sometimes I think that, like, they get pretty hard in a way that I just, like, don't really vibe with. But I do love them. Kim Gordon is a beautiful genius. So I'll put that on. Hopefully Clayton will get here within that time frame, and then we'll be playing some more electronic music. Satan.
I've arrived, and I bring a voice not smit by the cough.
Whatever. I like don't even really cough that much right now anymore. It's just like my...
I wonder if there's like an unguent we could put on your vocal cords. I learned that
word. That would be cool. I don't know what that means right now.
Oh, it's kind of like, it's like akin to an elixir, same sort of like area of time, but this one's more for like coating things.
I'm interested.
Traditionally coating the outside of your body, but I feel like if it's coating your vocal cords, it could still be an unguent. But it also might be an elixir because you're consuming it.
Either way.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels better, so it's. I think it might almost be back. If not, I made an appointment at Health Services on Friday, so.
Wow. I hope you get to cancel it.
Me too. It would be nice to not have to wake up. So on this show, I'm mostly playing songs that have like either come up in our travels or that have been stuck in my head. So I have Danielle Harl's new song coming up, which is a collab with Claro.
Yes.
Who it turns out Owen went to summer camp with.
That's very funny. Yes. I saw Danny O'Harrell as long.
I could have.
You could
I
have.
Saw the openers.
And who one were of them like was certainly like some sort of like there was like a very like goth vibe.
It was like My Immortal Goes to Berlin.
That's a great explanation of what was happening.
I was honestly into it. That set reminded me of the music I used to like see live in Vienna. It was very like German hard style.
I think low-key everyone was European there. I mean, that PC music crowd tends to be.
Yeah. I think we're the smaller consumers proportionately and the smaller makers of it, so, which is fine. It really, like, it suits Europe, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that we need an American PC music.
I think, like, in a lot of ways, PC music is parodying American pop, so I think it would be like...
weak sauce.
Right, it's like when white people, like ourselves, make fun of white people for doing stuff, it's just like...
yeah, kind in the comfort of your own home. And
it's
like,
fine, and I think PC music is potentially a smaller version of that, where it's like, if you're an American trying to make it, it's sort of like... okay, haha, you get the joke, good for you.
But now this is the Ulysses Conti album, right?
No, this is Triangle, Flat Rectangle, Triangle, Vertical Rectangle.
Oh my lord.
As you can see.
Yes, of course, the smiling face.
Yes.
If we want to, like, you know, anthropomorphize
with like a little
everything.
Phone.
Yes.
I mean, our brains do it no matter what, so
yeah.
It's not really... it's not like we have a choice. Blame it on your brain.
Yeah, no, the Ulysses Conti album would just be this with a really nice, like, doom, doom.
Right.
Doom, doom, doom,
yeah, this doom, just is lacking the bass, which is kind of nice for talking.
Agreed.
Yeah, we also went to that really funny Elsewhere show.
It was really fun.
Yeah, everyone was, like, stunning and beautiful. It was great.
Yeah, it was a confluence of two really amazing event organizing sort of entities, both focusing around Latino queer people and Asian queer people, respectively. So it was kind of like a confluence of two like really exciting scenes.
Yeah. And everyone was like stunting. It was so good. There was like that emo bathroom attendant.
You're right.
That was, I really liked him. He was just like dancing and vibing.
Yeah.
But
the
people weren't tipping him. And I was like, y'all bought Coke for this. So, like, where's that money?
That money is outside of the venue. And
yeah. Unfortunately, it's not tipping the bathroom attendant.
I don't know. I think I'm kind of young to the bathroom attendant phenomenon, and I must say I kind of am not a fan.
Yeah.
I understand, and I'm sure that it's one of those things that comes up because it's necessary.
I think in a place like that, I don't know, I couldn't tell if I thought it was necessary there. Like, I think if you're somewhere really fancy, it makes sense. And, like, But like they have them in the Charlotte airport.
Yes.
Which is weird.
That's
because
really
I'm always like
inappropriate.
I'm just like, what? But then when we saw the Digs at that one place, they had bathroom attendants in Britain. I like made friends with her. She was great. But I was also like, this sucks. You're like literally everyone here is drunk.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like they're not janitors. Like they're not there to like clean it. So
they're just kind of there to pay attention
right.
to what's happening.
Right. Which I think if anything it elsewhere was probably to make sure people like don't have sex or do drugs.
Yeah, or overdose for sure.
Right. Like
there was a bathroom attendant at the club I went to in Kansas City this weekend.
Weird. What is this like revival of bathroom attending?
Only here he was like selling candy bars and
yes.
cigars, and he had incense burning.
Yes, that's how it is in Mexico City usually.
It was overwhelming, and I like frankly had to leave early because of the cigar smoke. Also, this club was on a rooftop, which was pretty great.
Yeah.
It had a smoking area like 15 feet from the dance floor around like a fire pit.
That's beautiful.
But it just all really came together in this way that would have been awesome if they weren't playing music that was consistently 5 to 10 years old.
No.
And all top 40. There was like a dubstep remix of that killer song that everyone at Tufts loves.
And I was talking with my mom about that. I don't understand why people love it. Because they're headlining Bonnaroo.
Because no one has come out of their cage yet, and they're not doing fine.
Everyone's cagey here. Maybe that's why they like it.
It's absolutely why. Like,
it's a shame. Because it's not that good of a song, and I sort of hate it.
Yeah. It was literally only a kiss. I just, like, I don't...
Yeah.
Okay. It's like my poetry we were reading
yes,
earlier.
Yes, exactly.
Like
only a kiss unless you put it into perspective, I think was the line.
And then in my perspective, a kiss is like a blood red leaf or like a trundle of grass.
I really loved the trundle of grass. Cause
I literally blew my load.
That really simply not. Doesn't make any sense. Yeah, so we're going to play some music. Very much needed break from us and for the room so that our very helpful cleaning staff can vacuum. So here's Danielle Harlan Claro.
I was your blue angel. Brave. with the look in their eyes. And I remember still feeling like no one can understand. No, my devastation is unique. But people get cancer and die. Hit by trucks and die. People just living their lives get erased for no reason, with the rest of us watching from the side. And some people have to survive and find a way to feel lucky to still be alive, to sleep through the night. I wrote down details of how my house fell apart, how the person I loved got killed by a bad disease out of nowhere for no reason, and me living in the blast zone with our daughter and etc. I made these songs, and then the next thing I knew I was standing in the dirt under the desert sky at night outside Phoenix at a music festival that had paid to fly me in to play these death songs to a bunch of young people on drugs, standing in the dust next to an idling bus with Skrillex inside and the sound of subwoofers in the distance. I had stayed up till three talking to Wiseblood and Father John Misty about songwriting in the backstage bungalows, eating fruit and jumping on the bed like lost children, exploding across the earth in a self-indulgent, all-consuming wreck of ideas that blot out the stars. To be still alive felt so absurd. People get cancer and die. People get hit by trucks and die. People just living their lives get erased for no reason, with the rest of us averting our eyes. Skrillex's tour bus waiting for the hotel shuttle in the middle of the night. I barely knew who I was. I looked up and saw Orion wielding a club and a shield. And there you were again, majestic. Dead wife. As my grief becomes calcified, frozen in stories and in these songs I keep singing, numbing it down, the unsingable real memories of you and the feral eruptions of sobbing. These waves hit less frequently. This merchandise. This is what my life feels like now. Like I got abruptly dropped off on the side of the road in the middle of a long, horrible ride in a hot van. It was too full of confident, chattering dudes. And the sound of tires receding. walking in the night air. I say,
so, here I am once again.
Back from backstage. The green room's on fire and we're here.
Oh my god, I'm dead. What else do we have to talk about?
I met all of my cousins' children this weekend.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, like... Well, I mean, like, I've met them before, but they were, like, unmeetable, you know, as infants.
Yes.
But now they're, like, anywhere from, like, 6 to, like, 2 years old. So they're kind of, like,
a little bit more knowable.
Yeah. Like, honestly, those kids are very cute and well-adjusted. And
that's good to hear.
I think that parenting in your 20s is absolutely terrifying. And... I would not do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, when there's nothing else to do, I guess it's kind of like...
Makes sense.
Fun thing.
Yeah, that's how I think about it. I'm like, I simply just have things I would much rather do. But if there's nothing you'd rather do, then, like, go for it. Like, pop them out. I don't know.
I explained to my 2-year-old... this one's 4. I explained to my 4-year-old, second cousin is the appropriate term for this arrangement, how an airplane works, because he's not been on one yet.
And everyone who's been on an airplane knows how they work. Yeah. It's the law.
Yeah, it's actually really, really difficult to explain that sort of thing, especially to someone who can't figure out the rules to connect four. So we just kind of like made patterns in the thing.
You know what, that's like honestly maybe a better exercise.
Yeah, competition is like only satisfaction to those who've run out of joy for
right
the
collaboration.
Yeah, for collaboration. And like, yeah, I'm not gonna force competitive rules onto this little human.
No, they're so young. They don't need that yet. No. There was a March for Life rally in my town.
Oh.
You know, there's never been anything for Black Lives Matter or anything, but you know, finally got around to this one. but it was like, I have never been to an action in Ohio, I think is the best way of putting it. And
yeah.
This is the first one I've ever heard about being staged in my town that wasn't just the, like, 5 people that stand outside the Planned Parenthood, which is funny because that location isn't a clinic. They, like, don't do abortions. And yet that's where the protesters stand, and I'm like, okay, like, you're stopping someone from, like, going to their volunteer job, but...
I'm...
Like, I've been inside it. My mom used to volunteer there, and it's really just offices.
I mean, this is no knock to the importance of the phenomenon of the March for Our Lives, which is different than a... This was a pro-life.
The March for Our Lives is the rally I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
But
cool.
I'm saying it's the only action I've ever known of.
Why did it happen at the Planned Parenthood? What?
Because...
Okay, that's just, like, mixed messaging.
That's... I was saying that the only other... action I've ever seen in my town has been pro-life protests.
Oh.
Did not see them at the March for Our Lives, naturally. I also saw nobody else from my school except Clara, who I went with.
Props to Clara.
But it was very funny. It was in the middle of Canton. Some man got on stage and started yelling about, "What if Jesus came back right now?"
Oh.
And he had to be kindly asked to step down.
I mean, that is a big if.
What if God was one of us, you know? As the song goes, right?
Turns out that pondering rarely changes your your behavior. I this is no knock to this movement, but I do think that, like, in particular, the language of a protest around life has been stirring for a while. And like seems really difficult to like, where do you go from there? Like, furthermore, like it's also still in the same way as like many of the women's marches, after Trump's inauguration, it's kind of unclear what anyone wants. I don't think, there's no consensus in America still.
I mean, which is sort of okay. Like, there were some good things being thrown out, but then some people were like, we're not trying to take away anyone's guns. And I was like, okay, but like, we should.
I'm on the like total demilitarization front. So, you know, like, when I hear a lot of the things that are being brought up during this particular march, it's kind of just like, take everyone's guns and then like have the police be everywhere because they totally have a great track record. And
like they're not a part of gun violence. No, like,
yes,
it's almost laughable. Except it's not, because people are still really dying from it. It's interesting that these teenagers are getting all this attention because most of them like are people of color, but they're like also being like touted as like white kids, and I'm like, okay, but they're like, there's some discourse to be had.
There's a crop of activists who are being brought up based on their proximity to issue that can affect anyone.
Yeah.
And so I think therefore there's going to be some spottiness in their like reasoning for approaching. Obviously everyone who is impacted by gun violence wants gun violence to end.
Yeah. No one has ever been affected by it and be like, more of that, please.
Wow.
Except maybe like Dick Cheney. But.
Oh my god. Whoa. Oh, yeah.
So for our last song, this is Wondering by Shushu. It's already started because there's only 3 minutes left in Sweet Corn, but I'll be back next week.
Let's get that last scoop of corn on the plate and in our gullets.
Sweet corn. Do you full sweet your corn?
Half sweet, please. No cream, no sugar. No processed sugar, except sometimes.
Except sometimes. That's my current diet. I've already eaten some processed sugar today. I'm sorry, God. All right. Goodbye.